News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 650 million passengers have travelled on the Lewis since the launch of the Green Line from Sandyford to St Stephen's Green 20 years ago. In a moment, we'll catch up with Olivia Kelly, a Dublin editor for the Irish Times. But first, I want to talk to the voice of the Lewis. And I have to say, when I heard who this was, I was kind of a little bit surprised. Dearnn Ní Fhrinn, broadcaster, good morning.
Good morning, Shane. Why were you surprised?
Because I didn't recognise your voice on the Lewis. And you would have been, you know, you would have been an ever-present on our TV screens, on our radio in the 80s and 90s. You presented, I think you presented Eurovision back in 81.
You were your
regular presenter. I didn't know. I didn't know it was your voice.
Ah, well, I hope it wasn't a nasty surprise.
No, a very pleasant surprise. tell us how it came about.
Well, as you know, they began on the rails in 2004, but I had forgotten. I had a lot of Joe Biden moments. I just could not remember when they had recorded me. But in fact, I only did it from 2010 onwards. They were putting extra stops on the line and they wanted to redo it. They said they had done it kind of in a bit of a hurry at the beginning. And I got a call from the then chief executive of the Lewis, who knew my work, and he said, would you be interested in auditioning for this? So I said, yeah, sure. And I did. I did some samples. And the next thing was I was in a studio recording loads of numbers, loads of names. And that's it. I've been there ever since. You see, I get old in real life, but my voice on the Lewis doesn't.
I love the thought of that. Do you get people?
Although I have had to redo stuff and do a few extra ones. In fact, I did a few extra ones there last year. So I sound more or less the same, I hope. The voice will match.
Yeah, well, I certainly couldn't distinguish. Do you get people kind of when you go into the shop going, hang on a minute, I know that voice from somewhere?
You know, oddly enough, I don't. Very rarely it has happened. Very rarely. It's surprising, really. And actually, when I'm sitting on the Lewis for ages, I used to be terrified to make a phone call or indeed to speak to anybody on the Lewis in case anybody would notice that I had the same voice that was coming. But they don't. I discovered they don't. I can chat away to my heart's content. And one day I was sitting, there was a woman sitting a few seats down from me, and she looked up at me when I got on and she grinned at me and she pointed to the ceiling, and I said, I just nodded and smiled, and that was the end of the interaction. So she, the ceiling where the speakers are. So occasionally people do, but not much, no.
At dinner parties, do people ask you to, because they obviously, I'm sure your friends and stuff know that you are the voice Lewis. Do they ask you after a few glasses of wine to give us all the stations from Sandyford to Broombridge?
Well, I'm glad to say nobody has ever asked me to do that, but I have been asked by people, by strangers, would you ever record a birthday greeting for my brother or, you know, little things like that? And, you know, you do it. Of course I would do it. Somebody once got in touch with me because they had a child, I think, with special needs who loved the sound of my voice. And they found bringing him on the Lewis calmed him. I think he was autistic. And she said, would you ever record whatever it was, one of his favourite stories, in your voice, and then I can play it to him and it'll calm him down. And I did, needless to say, but it was such a lovely request to get. That kind of thing.
That's a gorgeous story. Listen, lovely to talk to you, Dearnn Ní Fhrinn, broadcaster, and as we now know, voice of the Lewis. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Olivia Kelly, 20 years of the Lewis, has it been a resounding success, do you think?
I would actually have to say yes. Yeah, I think from the very off, it was popular. And passenger numbers have grown since. I was surprised to learn it carries more than all of Irish Rail put together. And that's not just Irish Rail in the city, that's Irish Rail nationally. So that's your DART, your commuter rail, and then all the intercity trains as well.
Yeah. Are there plans to expand it? I mean, obviously, it's not that long ago since the line was expanded up to my neck of the woods. Up to Cabra and Broombridge. Are there more plans for more lines?
Well, you might say, oh, that's not that long ago, but it was 2017. So if you think about it, quite a few years ago now, and there were plans even at that time to expand it. So yes, there are plans for new lines. There's the first one will be actually a further expansion of that line. So that, as you say, was expanded. That was back in 2017 from St. Stephen's Green out to Cabra, and then the next bit will be from Cabra out to Finglas, which is longer than I thought. So the extension from St. Stephen's Green out to Cabra, that was 6 kilometres, and this is another 4 kilometres on out to Finglas. Well, it's just beyond Finglas, north of Finglas village. And then the next plans are for extensions out to Bray and for a Lucan line, and then eventually lines into Poolbeg. And then we'll need more lines again, possibly out in the direction of Rathfarnham. But as well, there's a huge new development that's to happen on around the Nace Road lands. If you know those lands now, currently they're all industrial or car showrooms.
There's a huge redevelopment plan there, isn't there?
Exactly. So they'll probably require lands there or lines there as well.
Really quickly, just before you go, I suppose a little quibble. It's not the fastest system. Like there's times when I get it a lot of days. It's not an awful lot quicker than walking.
Yeah, and you probably find it's fast when you're coming through the sort of Cabra,
Phibsborough
area.
Once you hit Constitution Hill, it's exactly. Plain sailing, basically.
Well, that's the problem with Lewis, isn't it? It's the shared running element. So once you're out in a suburban area where it has the track all to itself, it's grand. It does very well speed-wise. And it's when it hits the city centre and it has to deal with cars and it has to deal with people going into the yellow box and it has to deal with people sometimes hitting it because they've broken a light. That's when things slow down. And you would hope that the city council's plans to sort of reduce traffic more in the city centre with a new city centre transport plan, which will restrict the amount of cars that are in the city centre, that might hopefully speed things up.
Okay. Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.